the novel's Eternal Truth. In the following extract from his collection of essays, The Art of the Novel, 1986, Czech novelist Milan Kundera reflects on the fate of the novel in an era dominated by mass media. If the novel's raison d'être is to keep the world of life under a permanent light and to protect us from the forgetting of being, is it not more than ever necessary today that the novel should exist? Yes, so it seems to me. But alas, the novel too is ravaged by the termites of reduction, which reduce not only the meaning of the world, but also the meaning of works of art. Like all of culture, the novel is more and more in the hands of the mass media. As agents of the unification of the planet's history, the media amplify and channel the reduction process. They distribute throughout the world the same simplifications and stereotypes easily acceptable by the greatest number, by everyone, by all mankind. And it doesn't much matter that different political interests appear in the various organs of the media. Behind these surface differences reigns a common spirit. You have only to glance at American or European political weeklies, of the left or the right. They all have the same view of life, reflected in the same ordering of the table of contents, under the same headings, in the same journalistic phrasing, the same vocabulary, and the same style, in the same artistic tastes, and in the same ranking of things they deem important or insignificant. This common spirit of the mass media, camouflaged by political diversity, is the spirit of our time. And this spirit seems to me contrary to the spirit of the novel. The novel spirit is the spirit of complexity. Every novel says to the reader, things are not as simple as you think. That is the novel's eternal truth, but it grows steadily harder to hear amid the din of easy, quick answers that come faster than the question and block it off. And the spirit in our time, it's either Anna or Karenina who is right, and the ancient wisdom of Cervantes, telling us about the difficulty of knowing and the elusiveness of truth, seems cumbersome and useless. The novel spirit is the spirit of continuity. Each work is an answer to preceding ones. Each work contains all the previous experience of the novel. But the spirit of our time is firmly focused on a present that is so expansive and profuse that it shoves the past off our horizon and reduces time to the present moment only. Within this system, the novel is no longer a work, a thing made to last to connect the past with the future, but one current event, among many, a gesture with no tomorrow.